I wanted to welcome you to Christ Church, and I'm Ian, I'm the minister here. And so I know it's tight, it's very tight, but we really don't mind people sitting or standing on the edges as long as we keep this center column and that at the end free. Is that okay? I would like you, please, to just, if you're sitting down, to look around and see if there's somebody you think would benefit from your seat. Does that make sense? You've all been on a bus. So I'll leave that to you. Okay. I do need to say to you that if there is a fire, and there won't be, if there is a fire, there is a big fire exit out that door, there is a big fire exit out that door, and there's a little one down some steps there. Please don't rush, let the corridors at the side go first, and there will be plenty of time to get out. Does that make sense? If you're caught short, there is a door, a toilet just outside that door. So please don't suffer. I think it's right to do one or two special welcomes. You're all special and you're all here. But as a courtesy, Her Majesty the Queen has asked the Deputy Lord Lieutenant, Catherine Riddle, to attend on her behalf. And Catherine is here, and we're delighted that you've been able to come here today. Thank you. It may be that some of you have mobility issues and would like to have a seat in the minibus, which has a lift on the back, which the church has made available and is in the car park. There's one wheelchair seat, and there are about 14 or 15 seats. So if at the end of the service, David, where are you? If at the end of the service you'd make yourself known to David, who will be loitering at the back, you would be able to have an assisted seat up to the memorial. Is that okay? I'd like to welcome the mayor as well, who's going to come and help with the presentation of the new colours. Thank you. So I'd like to hand over to Hilda, who will take you through the service. Thank you.
Can I extend my welcome to you all to who've gathered here today? As you notice, we're not in St. Matthias, we're here at Christ Church, and we want to thank Ian and Christ Church for enabling us to use this place for our service this morning. It is going to be a little bit tight, but we are coming together to remember the past 100 years, the events of the First World War, and to look ahead to the peace and reconciliation that we all long for today and for the future. We'll start our service officially in a moment, but before that, we have a new standard from the Royal British Legion, which I am going to be dedicating. So I'm going to ask Tim to come forward. The town mayor, you've got to, hang on a minute. Tim needs to come forward, Tim Curzon, and then our town mayor will hand the standard to him. And I'll just move the microphone so I can, the words I say will be heard. Brothers and sisters, we meet together in the presence and house of God to take part in the hallowing and dedication of the standard of the Stocksbridge and District branch of the Royal British Legion, established in this place, and to witness to the noble ideals and great purposes inspired by Almighty God, which animate the members of the Legion, such purpose being the succour of those of our brothers and sisters who are still serving in our military forces, and those who have served and who have fallen out by way of life, the care of widows, orphans, and other dependents of those who serve, the fostering of love and the camaraderie amongst its members, the remembrance of the ideal for which we served, and for our fellow citizens who have laid down their lives for us, and also the preservation of the true loyalty and devotion to our Queen and country at all times, and in all places. To this end, I call upon the members of the Legion and the whole congregation here present to offer humble prayer to Almighty God that he will bless the standard now to be dedicated to his glory, and that he will inspire the members of the Legion to carry out with a single heart and devoted purpose the high aims for which they are joined in fellowship. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you, and also with you. So let us pray. O Lord God, who led his people through countless sufferings, keep us, we pray, ever mindful of your mercy. Pour your blessing upon the people, your servant Queen Elizabeth, our sovereign lady, the Queen, is ruler. Unite us in the bond of fellowship and in the service of our country, that the offering of our life's work may be acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Grant, we pray, that all who here do honour the memory of our brothers and sisters' loyal sacrifice may be filled with the spirit of their love and courage, and forgetting all selfish and unworthy aims, may live together to the glory of your name and in the service of others, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I have the honour of unfurling the standard. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we dedicate and set apart this standard, that it may be a sign of our duty towards our Queen and country in the sight of God, and a symbol of the service of the Royal British Legion is called to render. So as we continue in worship, we'll sing together the hymn on our sheet, the hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. And if you're able to stand, please stand. And the flag and standard bearers will bring the colours into church. Our service continues in our service book, and if you'd like to be seated. We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. And so a reading from St. John's Gospel. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the Father is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. As usual on these services, I've been asked to not speak for too long because there's quite a lot to get through, but I'm afraid vicars do have an opportunity at these services to say a few words. And I'm going to introduce what I want to say, which will be short, I promise. But we're going to listen in a moment to a poem that was written for this area by Ian McMillan. Christchurch did a project a few years ago, and Ian initiated this, and you might notice the there but not there figures in our midst, the perspex figures of people whose lives in this community were lost during the Great War, both wars in fact. The work that was done not just by the church here, but within the community. And things and poems and artwork was displayed at that time. So we're going to listen to the poem by Ian McMillan.
Ready?
Yep. Takes about 5 seconds.
The bridge. These faces, these names, are a bridge from then to now. All those young men, all those hearts, walking on the unfamiliar brow of an unfamiliar hill, from Stocks Bridge to a kill. These soldiers, these boys, are a bridge from now to then. All those uniforms walking slowly, all these unforgotten men on an unfamiliar hill. From Stocksbridge to a kill. You can hear Yorkshire in the way they talk. You can see Stocksbridge in the way they walk. You can see the men they could have become as they march behind the beating of history's drum. These phantoms, these ghosts, walk behind us as we go through Grenaside. In the sun, through deep car, in the snow. This is where remembrance starts, from Stocksbridge to our hearts.
In that poem, with Ian reading it, you get a sense of the Yorkshireness of people. Obviously, my accent isn't particularly Yorkshire, as a number of us round here are incomers to this area. But each one of us will resonate with something of what was said there, as we live here, or at least have an affection for the place. When you think of a bridge, what do you think? Do you think of a road bridge or a railway bridge? Perhaps you think of a bridge that goes over you as you go along on a boat, down a river. But bridges are more than that. Bridges are things that link places. And we use the image about linking people together. Phrases within our remembrance, events, seen but not seen, as the characters here show. Lest we forget, a phrase that comes up regularly as we think about remembrance. The thoughts too, when we are at the clock tower and we hear the music and we hear the words that are spoken, we will remember them. They're all bridges that we are either part of or we recognise. We may be at the beginning of a bridge, we may be in the middle of it, we may be at the other side. But there is a link, and each one of us has a link. We have links through pictures, through words, through stories. And which one of us does not have a story to tell? It may be a story of somebody in your family, maybe even a name by one of these there but not there characters reminds you of somebody in the past. But we are each part of a story and could tell stories. Remembrance Day is a day when we look back over the years, but it's also a day when we look ahead, because we want the future to be a place of peace and comfort, of love and friendship and security and reconciliation. If you've ever been to the battlefields, you will have seen some of the images that are regularly displayed, the graves of the soldiers. If you were watching the TV last night on, I think it's BBC, and there was the service that the Queen was attending, and the poppy wreaths that were laid, or you go looking at later on this afternoon at the service at Whitehall, and you think about the grave of the unknown soldier. He will have had a story, as each one of us does. And our stories, from then till now, and from now until then, will be a bridge for someone. In the Bible we read, "What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." And Jesus echoes this in the words that we're in our reading from the Bible today. What does the no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Most of the stories that we have to tell will involve friendship. Jesus' story of his friendship was with his closest friends, his disciples. And we know the story. We may not know it personally, but we know of it because each year we hear it as we come to remember. But Jesus gave his life so that each one of us can have peace with God. And my prayers are for us all today that peace is with us in this community, in our world. But peace starts with ourselves as we live in love and peace with ourselves, with our family. And ultimately, we have that peace with God. Peace and love are a bridge between the conflicts of broken relationships, between individuals and between communities and across our world. So we continue to pray together. And on page 4 in our service books, we pray together. When I say the phrase, "May God give peace," we respond, "God give peace." So let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, especially one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace. God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. May God give peace. God give peace. For the civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. May God give peace. God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace. God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we treasure and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future. And for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. And we join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. During the next hymn, the standard bearers and colour bearers will retrieve their flags and the poppy wreaths. Also during this hymn, the collection will be taken. Might be a little bit chaotic as we're passing the plates around, but please be generous for the British Legion. And after the service, we will then parade, as Ian has already mentioned, up to the clock tower. And I know that the guys in Brownies already know have been given their instructions about how to get there. So we'll stand to sing the standards, and then we will continue standing until the end of the service. We'll sing, O God of our salvation, new words, but a tune that will be familiar to many of you.
Thank you.
over our act of commitment. There are some responses on our sheet. Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Saviour. Amen. Are you going to do the blessing? I'm going to ask Ian to say a blessing for us all together before we sing the national anthem.
May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you all, always. Amen. Let us remain standing and sing the national anthem. Could I ask the people in the seats please to sit down first and let the people in the corridors move out. Thank you. If you're in the doorways, could you move away so that people can come through, please? Thank you. Thank you.